President John Dramani Mahama has cautioned newly sworn in regional ministers not to be armchair ministers, but go out into the field and inspect projects. He noted that the days of pushing paper and pen are far gone, and the new dawn requires innovation and critical thinking. The president was swearing in three regional ministers at the Flagstaff House in Accra. The ministers are the Volta region, Helen Ntosu, Eastern Julius Deborah, and Upper East Dr. Ephraim Inso. A report by Pascaline Adadevo.
The ministers are Volta region, Helen Ntosu, Eastern Julius Deborah, and Upper East Dr. Ephraim Inso. They took the oath of office, allegiance and secrecy administered by the president and were presented with their instruments of office. President John Mahama stated emphatically that as regional ministers, they serve as the interface between government and people at the grassroots, and so their work is very critical to realizing the vision of government. He implored them to desist from being desk-bound and move out to interact with the people and know at first hand challenges that confront them and offer solutions. As head of the regional security councils, the president challenged them to be smart and be able to take prompt decisions at the spur of the moment. One critical area President Mahama will want the regional ministers to pay attention to is in the area of decentralization.
In order to ensure that government's programs are being implemented and being implemented properly, I expect that you will not be desk-bound regional ministers just going to the office and being administrators. If we needed administrators, the chief directors would be able to do that. You must, as much as possible, go out into the field, inspect projects that government is doing, and make sure that those projects are being done to the quality and, you know, time scheduling that are tied to those projects. You must go around, interact with the people, and bring government closer to them. Go to the districts, make sure your district chief executives are doing what they're supposed to do.
President Mahama also hinted that cabinet meetings will be rotated in all the regional capitals as part of the decentralization policy. During those meetings, the work of the regional ministers will be reviewed, and this places an extra responsibility on them. On behalf of her colleagues, Volta Regional Minister Helen Ntosu pledged their support in achieving the Better Ghana agenda.
We pledge our support and commitment in pursuing the Better Ghana agenda. Our prayer and hope is that the Almighty God will order our steps and strengthen us so that together we'll work exceedingly abundantly above every expectation so that Mother Ghana will become a better place to live in.
All ministers will soon participate in a retreat where they will be presented with a vision of government to be implemented and also reminded on the kind of performance expected of them.
Pascaline Adadevo reporting.